Happy New Year's to brothers and sisters.
今天能够来到这个地方，真的满心充满了感谢。
My heart is filled with gratefulness to be able to be here today.
因为这个地方其实不是陌生的地方。
Because this is not a strange place for me.
因为有这样的机会，在过去的两年、三年当中，能够在属灵的退休会当中，跟大家弟兄姐妹来分享。
Because I have shared with you in the past of 2-3 times in your retreat.
那其实我相信你们更不陌生，因为你看到我的时候，应该可以看到毛牧师的样子。
And I'm sure that when you look at me, it reminds you of my father.
所以其实真的满心感谢，因为今天在2018年的时候，是一个充满有希望、有感恩的一年。
Yes, my heart is filled with thankfulness because this year is filled with the hope and thankfulness.
真的感谢是因为在今年在大概三个半月之前有机会从纽约搬回来 到这个南加州的地方。
And I had an opportunity to move back from New York to Los Angeles about 3.5 months ago.
那过去在去回顾在纽约的这段期间，我觉得神在动工，用不同的方式在动工在我身上。
And to think back those 3.5 years in New York, and I saw that God had used many ways to cultivate me.
那我可以看到感受到的是，可以感受到去计算数算神的恩典的时候，数算神的日子的时候，其实算出来有刚好700天这样的整整的一个时间。
When I count His blessings and count my days, it end up to about 700 days.
那我可以想到说，神其实在我们生命当中，其实他都是有计划、有年岁、有数算的日子的。
And it makes me to believe that God has a plan for every day of our life.
我得知在贵教会当中，今年是第40年。
And I know that church has been here for the 40th year now.
在这暑假的退休会当中，跟弟兄姐妹分享说，在40这个数字在神的国度里面，神的历史当中是一个非常重要的数字。
And I already shared with you in a past retreat that 40 this number is very important in the history of the Bible.
所以这次能够有机会回到家里面过感恩节，然后在过感恩节的过程当中，能够被邀请说，在今年的1月1号的时候，有这样的机会来跟大家来分享今年的信息。
I had an opportunity to be able to spend Thanksgiving holiday with my family and also being invited here to speak to you today.
那想说，那要讲什么呢？那毛牧师说讲神的信实。
So I thought, what should I preach on? And my father told me to preach on the faithfulness of God.
那其实今天真的去想一下，思考这个信实这个字的时候，其实这信实这个字眼是有一点单调的字眼。
To think about this word faithfulness, it seems to be a very a simple word.
那这个单调的字眼的时候，其实为什么呢？因为我们不常用。
The reason why it appears to be simple is because we don't use it that often.
上一次有谁跟你讲说，哇，你好信实啊。
Do you remember the last time someone said that to you, you are so faithful?
很少有听到这样的字眼。
We very seldom to hear this word.
在我们生命当中，我们不常这样子去用。
We probably haven't used this word in our lives.
我们甚至把这个字眼只是给神来用而已。
We probably only use this word when we're describing our God.
我若今天要问大家说，有多少人在座的弟兄姐妹们觉得自己是信实的
？If I ask you how many of you can say that I am a very faithful person,
请举手。
You can raise your hand.
其实有多少人敢举手
？How many of you dare to raise your hand?
其实不多，
Not very many.
真的不多。为什么呢？因为我们对觉得这个字眼太庞大了。
Because we dare not to, because it's such a big word.
但是今天我想要跟大家分享神给我的一个信息。
But so today I'd like to share with you this message God has given to me.
因为有时候你问神，神你为什么信实
？So you ask God, how come God you are so faithful?
为什么
？How come?
为什么
？Why?
就像一个小孩子会去问爸爸一样，为什么这个发生？为什么那个发生
？Just like a child asking the father, why are you doing this to me?
其实神有时候会有感动，会给你一个答案。
Sometimes God will probably move by you and give you an answer.
所以今天想要跟大家分享这个信息。
So therefore, I want to share this message with you this morning.
其实我们今年是第一个第一天，在这第一天当中，其实各位知道，这第一天是今天蛮特别，是因为是开新的一年的开始，是新的一个月的开始，也是有时候是我们新的一个礼拜的开始。
And today is very special because it's the first of the year, first of the month, and could also be the first of the week.
所以其实因为这样的缘故，其实我们常常说神要居首位，神要掌王权，对吧？
So we know that we should put God first, and He should be the leader.
那今天我想跟大家分享第一个经文是，因为在看经文的时候，其实我们才可以看到神的信实是什么。所以今天的经文其实是从创世纪到启示录。
So therefore, I want to study the Bible from Genesis to Revelation because only from the Bible we can see His faithfulness.
那在圣经里面有一节经文，他把这整个从创世纪到启示录，在一节当中，神把这一节这样的心情，透过这一节经文跟我们分享。
There's one particular verse God has revealed His heart to us.
在启示录，如果各位翻到最后一本书《启示录》
，If we turn to the Revelation, the last book.In the Bible.
今年是2018年对吧
This year is 2018.
在第一章第八节的地方
In the first chapter and verse 8 in Revelation.
这个不是故意做出来的、哦、在这个十八的一个数字里面我们来看神有什么样的信息、在启示录一章八节
In chapter 1 verse 8 as a number 18.
我们一起来奉读好不好
Let us read together.
主神说我是阿拉法我是俄美伽是昔在今在以后永在的全能者这是主所说的
This is the word of God.
我是阿拉法我是俄美伽我是初我是终
I am the Alpha and the Omega I am the beginning I'm the end
这一节在2018年我希望这一节从今天开始到从岁首到年末的时候我们可以常常回忆这个经文。
And I hope from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, we can often refer back to this verse.
很好记吧
It's very easy to memorize.
2018年启示录一章八节。
Because we remember 2018 and 1:8.
这一节神说我是开始，我是结束。
God tells us that I am the beginning, I am the end.
信实是什么
？What is the faithfulness?
信实是开始。
Faithfulness is a beginning.
信实是结束。
And faithfulness also is the end.
信实是当一个人开始的时候，他会做到底。
Faithfulness is when someone starts something, he will completely finish it.
为什么这个重要
？Why is this so important?
因为撒旦他不是信实的。
Because Satan is not a faithful.
撒旦会开始，但他做不完。
He may be able to start, but yet he cannot.
所以他的方式都是诡诈，他的方式都是诱惑。
Because he uses all things to allure you to tempt you.
他开当你开始，但是在中间的时候他就不见了。
He may get you started, but he will disappear in the middle of it.
所以为什么神跟撒旦不一样，在这个地方不一样
？So we can see the difference between God and Satan right here.
神的信实为什么信实？今天我要跟大家分享的有一个原因。
And why God is so faithful, therefore, I want to share one reason with you today.
其实我们今年当中，我们一直在讨论，尤其在这次的特会当中，我看了大家，这礼拜六、礼拜天的这样子的信息，我那时候在看说啊，原来这几天大家在讨论的是这个世界在等待是什么样的门徒。
I've checked with the messages you have received in the past 2 days, and I realized that you have been contemplating on what this world has become.
然后什么是真的基督徒，真的门徒
what it looks like to be a real disciple, a real believer.
那其实在这世界当中，其实神他的信实是什么呢？神的信实，他为什么要掌王权呢？因为他是首先的，他是幕后的。
Why is so he is faithful? Why is he is sitting on the throne? Because he is faithful. He's the beginning. He's the end.
所以有一节经文呢，在哥林多前书13:13，这个经文呢，哥林多13:13。
First Corinthians chapter 13:13.
这是大家耳熟能详的一个经文。
It is a very familiar verse to you.
我们来一起读好不好
？Let us read together.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。有信、有望、有爱，这三样最大的是什么呢？是爱。
Among faith, hope, and love, the greatest is love.
其实基督徒也有这三种。
And we also have these three kinds of Christians.
有基督徒呢，是以着信仰来到神面前的基督徒。
One kind of Christian who comes to God in faithfulness.
另外一种基督徒呢，是有想要有盼望，希望得到一些他所盼望的东西而来做的基督徒。
Or this another type of Christian who comes to God with hope in his mind.
还有一种基督徒，他来做基督徒，为什么呢？因为他来是爱。
Another type of a Christian why he wants to be a Christian because he wants to love.
为什么爱是最大的？
But yet, how come love is the greatest?
你想想看，如果神的历史当中，神四千年当中，这个旧约的过程当中，神跟人的关系是什么呢？
Well, think about the relationship in the past 4,000 years. What kind of relationship that God has with us?
在旧约四千年当中，神跟人之间的关系是什么？主人跟仆人的关系。
In the Old Testament, the relationship is more between a master and a servant.
在两千年过程当中，耶稣帮助我们成为神的儿女。
And in the past 2,000 years,
那些信他、跟随他的那些人，都能够有权柄成为神的儿女。
The Lord Jesus has helped us that we can become His children.
也因为我们成为他的儿女，神是我们的父神。
Now, once we become His children, then the Father is our heavenly Father.
关系更靠近了，对吧？
Then we have a closer relationship.
但是在启示录，我们学到，在一千年当中，当主再回来的那个日子，我们会成为什么呢？我们成为神的心腹。
And we also learn from the Revelation in the millennium, we become His bride.
神的信实为什么信实？
Why is God faithful?
什么时候什么样的关系我们才会用到信实这个字？
In what kind of relationship, under what circumstance we can use this faithfulness to describe?
是主人跟仆人的关系吗？
Is the relationship between a master and a servant?
是父亲跟儿女的关系吗？
Or is the relationship between a father and a child?
还是丈夫跟新娘的关系呢？
All become a husband and a newlywed.
什么时候我们才说你要对你的对方要有信实？
When do we say that you should be faithful?
你知道神为什么信实吗？
Do you know why that God is faithful?
因为神爱你。
Because God loves us.
神爱你，我们知道在约翰福音三章十六节。
Because we know in John 3:16.
我们能够背，神爱这个世界，对吧？
We all can memorize the God so loved the world.
到什么程度？
To what degree?
他给我们他的独生子。
He gives us his own begotten son.
是不是？
Is that right?
神爱我们到这个程度，他把唯一的给了我们。
He loves us to such extent.
因为这样子，他爱我们。
Because he really loves us.
神为什么是阿拉法？神是 Omega。
Why is it Alpha and Omega?
因为神爱的缘故。
Because He loves us too.
因为神开始以着爱来开始，神也是以着爱来结束。
He begins with love, He ends with love.
你想想看，生命怎么开始的？
Think about how a life starts.
生命的开始也是因为一个男的，一个女的，因为爱彼此的关系，在爱的最高点，生命一个精子跟卵子结出了。
And the life starts in a love relationship when a husband and wife they get together when the sperm and egg united in love.
所以这个是我们了解的，这个是我们人生当中我们知道科学上面的证实，这是我们每一天当中在生活的时候，在这地上的时候，我们能够建造家庭的方式就是这个爱的方式。
And also, this is the way that science has approved. This is the only way to build a family, which is love.
你若放大缩小来看的话，神在自然界为什么给我们看到这些东西呢？
But why, do you think about why God led us to see all this?
神是看不到的神，神是个灵。
God is actually visible.
我们这些经文我们都耳熟了，你想在约翰福音四章二十七节，我们知道神是个灵。
We all know God is spirit.
但是神是个灵，因为看不见的话，那我们怎么能够经历到他呢？
He's a spirit, so he doesn't have a body. We can.
腓力会问耶稣哦。
How can we experience him? But Philip asked him.
父神在哪里？
Where is God?
彰显父神给我们看。
Show us the Father.
耶稣说：“我看到我就看到父。”
So Jesus answered, "When you see me, you see the Father. Father is with me."
是不是这些东西都是我们能够看到？从所被创造的东西，我们可以看到在创造的神。
We can see the Creator through His creation.
万物为什么被建造？
How come all everything was created?
只有一个原因而已，为了让你经历到神是爱的缘故。
For that one reason is for us to experience the love of God.
父母亲为什么养育他的儿女？
Why parents raise children?
因为爱的缘故。
Also because of love.
当不应该被原谅的时候，父亲原谅他的孩子，为什么呢？
When it actually is unforgivable, but the father still forgive his son, it is because of love.
这所有的一切都是因为爱的缘故。
Everything is because of love. That's why it's
done. 所以你要放大缩小来看，这世界上所有的万物，神所创造的每一件事情，为什么要有光？因为爱的缘故。
If we look at the big things or small things, we can.
为什么要有地？因为爱的缘故。
Why there's a light? Because.
为什么要有海？要有水？而且要分开，为什么？因为爱的缘故。
Why there's an ocean that is dry land?
为什么要天空？因为爱的缘故。
Why there's a sky?
如果没有天空，能够有氧气吗？
If there's no sky, would we?
没有氧气，没有水的话，地能够山生长菜蔬吗？
If we don't have oxygen, if we have don't have water,
如果没有菜蔬的话，动物它们可以生长吗？它可以存活吗
？And we don't have the vegetation, can animals survive?
如果没有这一些的话，人能够存活吗
？If we don't have any of this created already, can we survive?
这每一个过程，每一天的过程，这全部都是什么？都是爱的证据。
Everything, every day we live, or the process of living is because of love.
爱这个字在基督徒当中，我们真的不能缺少。
And it's the one thing we can do without in our Christian life.
四千年，这些基督徒、这些法利赛人、犹太人，他们一直也在学习神到底是什么。
In the during the 4,000 years, the Pharisees be trying to learn what love is about.
而且他们一直在询问，到底什么是最重要？因为他们有太多太多律法了。
And they wanted to search what is the most important because they have so much laws.
到一个程度，他们当他遇到耶稣的时候，他们能够想到的第一个问题是什么
？So when they meet Jesus, the first question they ask him was,
夫子，律法上的最大的是哪一条
？They ask Rabbi, what is the greatest law?
各位记得吗
？Do you all remember?
在马太福音，我们看一下好不好
？They'll be in the book of Matthew.
马太福音22章
22nd chapter.
我们看一下38节
Verse 38.
这一条，这是神透过耶稣的一个回答。
This is the answer God gave through Jesus.
耶稣对他说
，Jesus said,
你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
And this is the great and the foremost commandment.
再来呢，也是一样。
And the second is like it.
你要爱人如己。
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
当四千年，当他们抓破头、想不透的时候，这些法利赛人、这些教法师，他们一直在参考、一直在诵读。其实今年、去年我们有这样的机会到以色列，对吧？
For 4,000 years, Pharisees trying to find
answer. 他们真的很努力哦，这些犹太人。在哭墙的那个地方，我们看到他怎么在阅读律法书，记得吗
？Last year we had an opportunity to visit Israel. Remember the Wailing Wall?
那他们在那边一直阅读的时候，他们一直在那边读，然后在那边摇，在那边摆动，一直在那边读，一直在那边读。
They read their scriptures before the Wailing Wall. They continue to read and read every day.
他们一直在参透，一直在参透，一直在参透。
They were trying to figure out. Trying to figure out.
但是他们参透不了。
But they cannot get an answer.
为什么
？Because.
因为他们只是在看文字信仰而已。
Because they only read the letters.
他们觉得圣经里面有永生，但是耶稣说他们错了。
They believe that there's a eternal life in the scripture, but Jesus told them they were wrong.
真正的信仰不是在书本上面的。
Because the true faith is not based on letters.
真正的信仰不是在书卷上面的。
It's not based on the scroll.
不是在印在你可以看得到的地方的。
It's not something printable.
真正的信仰是在你每一天，当你爱的时候，当你付出的时候，当你实践的时候，这才是信仰。
You can see the true belief is when you love to live out your life.
神的爱不是嘴巴上面的东西而已。
The love of God is not what you can just utter from your lips.
所以不管你怎么听说，你爱我吗？我爱你。你爱我吗？我爱你。你爱我吗？真的吗？我爱你。
You can hear people say, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you really love me?"
但是还是不够。
That's still not enough.
还是不够。
That's not enough.
我们圣经里面圣经都有一个这样的经文，还记得在约翰福音最后一章的地方，看一下好不好
？We have such a verse scripture in our Bible. It's probably in the last chapter of John.
你们大家都耳熟能详吗？这个经文在约翰福音后面的时候，有一个故事是约翰跟彼得。
It is a very familiar passage for you. It's the story of John and Peter.
我们看一下十五节好吗？
Chapter 21 and verse 15.
约翰福音二十一章十五节的地方，他说：“他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：‘约翰，儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？’
Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?
彼得说：‘主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。’
Peter answered, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
耶稣觉得够吗？
Do you think that answer satisfied Jesus?
耶稣回答说，你喂养我的小羊。
But Jesus answered him that you feed my sheep.
那可能彼得的想法说，哦，那应该就这样子了吧。
Peter thought he could give a complete answer.
但是第二次耶稣又对他说，
Yet Jesus asked him again.
约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
Simon, son of John, do you love me?
彼得说，是啊，主啊，你知道我爱你。
Peter said, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
那你喂养我的羊。
Then Jesus said that you tend my sheep.
OK, 我们回家吧。我们回家吧。
Let us go home now.
但是还没有啊，耶稣第三次又问了。
Then, but Jesus was not finished. He asked Peter again.
约翰的儿子西门，各位，你了解为什么耶稣要用这个字吗？约翰的儿子西门，有时候我们叫名字的时候，如果你连名带姓的时候，怎么样？会吓一跳吧？对不对
？Third time, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Why does Jesus now use "He is the son of John"?
你想想，这个是非常非常严重的一个语言啊。
Because Jesus is about to ask a very serious question.
你们在吵架的时候，有时候有没有？那真的在火热吵架的过程当中，越来越严重的时候，前面是加名字而已，后面加连姓都带进去了。
Because if you are fighting with someone, when you get really serious, and you probably calling the person full name.
但是你想想看那种心情，哇，沙伦怎么样怎么样？沙伦怎么样？卯沙伦，哦。
It's like if my father calling me name, or when he calls me with my surname, that would be something serious about to happen.
非常不一样。但是在那个过程当中，耶稣在问的是什么
？Do you know why was Jesus about to ask Peter?
耶稣说：“你爱我吗
？”Jesus asked, "Do you love me?"
在这第三次的爱的时候，耶稣因为这样子的问，彼得也因为耶稣第三次对他问“你爱我吗？”他忧愁。
Because Jesus asked Peter three times, he started to be grieved in his heart.
他说：“主啊，你无所不知啊。”
So he answered, "Lord, you know all things."
你知道我爱你。
You know that I love you.
那耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”
So Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep."
其实爱这个东西非常奇妙。
Love is a wonderful thing.
他为什么是神的信实的一个核心？
It is actually the core of God's faithfulness.
当两位新人在主面前要立约的时候，他们的立约也是建立在这个信实上面。
When the newlyweds about to establish their vow, and the faithfulness is also the core of their vows.
因为这个爱的缘故，其实神透过耶稣，神在教导我们，神的核心，神的信实，完全是因为爱的缘故。
So through Jesus, the God the Father is teaching us that love is the core of faithfulness.
今天我们说神，你是我们的父神，其实我们大家都非常觉得啊、哦，这个字眼蛮合宜的。
Now we call the Heavenly Father our Father in heaven. We like this word.
但是如果我们说神，你是我们的丈夫。
But if we call our God, you are our husband.
各位觉得怎么样？有没有怪怪的
？What? How do you feel that way?
有一点怪怪的吧。
You feel like you're not too comfortable.
两千年前，当所有的这些祭司、所有的这些法利赛人，当他们称神的时候，他们是非常小心翼翼的。
2,000 years ago, all Israelites, when they call on the name of the Lord,
他们连神的字眼 Jehovah 他们都不敢写出来，他们就是
They are very fearful. They wouldn't dare to even write the name of God.
因为神的名字太尊荣了，是没有办法想象是可以把它写出来的。
Because the name of God is so reverent, they dare not to write it.
但是当耶稣来说，你要称神为什么？父神。
So when Jesus told them, you need to call the Father in heaven as your heavenly Abba Father.
他们在祷告的时候有没有想过，祭司们他们在祷告的时候，哇，神你是什么样的神，什么样的神？哇，你创造宇宙万物，哇，你是非常这样子浩大的一个神。他们是以这样子的方式开始。
When they pray, they start with how great you are. You have created heaven and earth. This is how they start.
所以我们唱嘛 ，How great thou art， 是不是？我们常会这样唱去唱诗歌，我们常是这样子赞美神，神是浩大的神。
So when we sing the song How Great Thou Art, we start to describe how great He is.
但是耶稣说，这是你们要这样子的祷告。
But yet Jesus told them, This is how you shall call the Father.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
当下你有想过这些法利赛人的心情
？Can you imagine how the Pharisees feel in their hearts?
什么
？They're startled.
你要叫我们这样子祷告，称这样子的神父亲。
This is how you want us to pray, to call the reverend God the Father.
为什么你觉得他是非常惊讶的
？Why they are so startled?
因为耶稣讲了，因为他们连自己的父亲、父母亲都不孝顺。
Because Jesus already told them they don't even honor their own earthly parents.
他们觉得这样子把神贬低了。
Because they don't reverend their parents, therefore when they called use the name Father,
但是耶稣想要做的是什么呢？耶稣想要把神拉靠近。
Well, what Jesus want to do is to bring them closer in their relationship.
你们想过当主再回来的时候，他会怎么教导我们
？Do you know when Jesus return? When will he taught us?
他还会叫我们称神为父亲吗
？Will he teach us to call the Father, the God the Father.
他不会这样做了。为什么
？He's not going to do that.
因为神已经不是那样的关系性了。
Because our relationship will be changed then.
这样的经文在圣经里面，旧约、新约不同的地方一直出现。
Because the similar scriptures appear in the Old Testament and New Testament.
在以赛亚书五十四章。
Isaiah 14.
五十四章。
54.
在以赛亚书十四章第五节的地方，我们看一下这样的经文好不好
？Isaiah 54 verse 5。
在以赛亚书五十四章第五节，他说：“因为造你的是……”我们一起来读好不好
？Let us read together verse 5.
因为造你的是你的丈夫，万军之耶和华是他的名，救赎你的是以色列的圣者，他必称为全地之神。他这边说什么？因为造你的是什么？你的丈夫啊！在旧约的地方，神已经说，因为造你的是你的丈夫，他的名是万军之耶和华。
In the Old Testament, God had already revealed the Maker is your husband.
神是想要跟我们这么靠近的。
And the Lord, the God wants to get so close to us.
神在伊甸园的时候，已经给亚当夏娃一个这样子的律法。
And in the Garden of Eden, God already gave them.
我要你们的关系是什么？是男的跟女的要离开他的父母亲，二人成为一体。
He had given a human a relationship is the husband and the wife they're supposed to leave their parents and be together.
甚至在主的读经里边，神耶稣在教导我们的也是什么？也是二合而为一。
And also in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus also taught us the unity of God and Jesus.
为什么？因为主的主导论里面想要讲的就一个地上天国。
Jesus trying to tell us the kingdom on earth.
我们在天上父，愿人都尊你名为圣，愿你的国怎么样降临
？In the Lord's prayer is that your kingdom come, may your kingdom be hallowed.
你的旨意怎么样？行在地上，如同什么？行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
耶稣想讲的只是二合为一，天和地成为一体。
What Jesus is trying to tell is that the heaven and earth would join together.
神在启示录的时候，神在启示录的地方也是。启示录，我们看一下二十一章。
Let's go to Revelation chapter 21.
我们如果一直看的话，都是二合为一。在第一节的地方说什么呢？在二十一章第一节，他说：“我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去，他也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷，由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如什么新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。”
Chapter 21, verse 1 and 2. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready for as a bride adorned for her husband.
各位，因为造你的是谁？是你的丈夫。
Because your maker is also your husband.
他的名是什么？万军之耶和华。
And he is the Lord of hosts.
救赎你的是以色列的圣者。
And your Savior is the Holy One of Israel.
他被称为全地之神。他被称为全地之神。
He will be called the God of a whole earth.
这个东西不是只是在以赛亚书出现而已，在耶利米书也是这样讲。
This concept does not only appear in Isaiah.
在耶利米书三十一章说什么呢？
Also in Jeremiah
31章的32节
31-32
他这边说约耶利米是31-32他说不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及地的时候与他们所立的约他说我虽做他们的丈夫他们怎么样却背了我的约这是耶和华说的
Jeremiah 31:32. Now, like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord.
各位旧约为什么神拯救？
Why God saved them in during the Old Testament?
因为神爱你啊。
Because God loves them.
在新约神为什么拯救？
Why God in the New Testament continue to save us?
因为神爱你。
Because God loves us.
为什么在2018年的时候，神还是持续的信实拯救？
How come in the year of 2018, God still continue to save, continue to love us?
各位，我们一起来讲好不好？因为神爱我。
Because God loves us.
有其他原因吗？
Is there any other reason?
因为神相信。你会成为好的，所以他爱你吗？ Because, 因为他盼望你成为好的，他爱你吗？还是因为他真的因为爱你而爱你？
Is it because he knows that you will become a better person, or just because he loves you?
各位，今天你要建造吗？
Today, do you want to be built up?
你要建造什么？
What do you want to build?
如果我可以给你们一个建言，请你们在你跟神之间的爱上面建造吧。
If I make a suggestion, I would advise you to build upon this love relationship between you and God.
如果你回顾四十年在这间教会神所做的每一件事情，所有的一切都是神的爱。
Because and if you reflect on everything that God has done during the 40 years in this church history,
在三万两千节当中，圣经节当中，所有这些圣经里面，神的一句话就是什么？因为神就是爱。
Whether in the 40 years of this church history or in the 32,000 verses of the Bible, the theme was love.
没除了爱没有别的东西。
And there's nothing else besides love.
如果基督教如果真的浓缩成一个字的话，就是爱。
If we shrink the whole Bible into one word, that would be love.
所有的 essence 就是爱，不是吗？
And the essence of the scripture is love.
神一直期盼，一直期盼。
God has always been waiting and hoping.
在何西阿书
In the book of Hosea.
二章十六节，神一直期盼那一天。在何西阿书二章十六节。
In Hosea chapter 2 verse 16.
他说：“那日，那一天，你必称呼我为什么？医师，不再称呼我巴黎。”这个。中文看得比较不懂，英文是什么？我们听一下英文的翻译好不好？
Hosea 2:16. 2:16.
在何西阿书二章十六节。
Okay, and it will come about in that day, declares the Lord, that you will call me Isi, and will no longer call me Baali.
那这边如果有机会翻译到翻到 NIV 的更清楚了，他会说什么呢 ？In that day, declares the Lord. You will call me my husband. You will no longer call me my master.
在这个NIV 的英文的话，就跟刚刚你们念的中文是相同。我刚刚念的是另外的版本。
那因为这样子缘故，耶和华说，那一天你必称呼为医师，是我的丈夫的医师。
And because in that day declares the Lord, you will call me husband.
我们看一下十九节，接下来下面二章十九节，同一本地方，同一本书，同一个地方。
Continue down to verse 19.
他说什么呢？我必聘你，永远归我什么？哇、wow. ！以什么？以仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯聘你归我，也以什么？诚实聘你归我，你就必认识我耶和华。这边的诚实在英文里面说的就是 faithfulness。 我们听一下英文是什么字。
Okay, verse 19 and 20. And I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness, in justice, in loving kindness and in compassion. And I will betroth you to me in faithfulness. Then you will know the Lord.
神为什么信实？
Why God is faithful?
因为神爱的缘故。
Because He loves us.
没有任何动力可以让一个人能够信实从开始出到终都是如此。
There's no other motivation that can make a person to love from the beginning all the way to the end.
各位，你们是什么样的基督徒？
What kind of Christian are you?
今天你们是凭着信仰来做基督徒，你是凭着盼望来做基督徒，还是你凭着爱来做基督徒？
Let us consider what kind of Christian we are. Or do you only have faith, or do you have hope, or do you have love?
我们看一下彼得的故事好不好？
Let us read about the story of Peter.
彼得在开始的时候，他跟耶稣之间的关系是非常不寻常的关系。
Let's examine the beginning relationship Peter had with the Lord. It was kind of unusual.
请问各位知道彼得是怎么认识耶稣的吗？我想问一下大家。
Do you know how Peter became to know Jesus?
各位有没有想法呢？
Do you know?
彼得怎么第一次跟耶稣见面的时候？
How did Peter first met Jesus?
各位当中有印象吗？
Do you have a clue?
任何有没有对彼得那时候有没有故事是跟耶稣，然后他们是怎么开始的？
How did they interact with each other in the beginning?
我们看一下约翰福音马太福音好了。
Let's turn to Matthew.
如果当有问题的时候，我们可以翻到圣经里面。来马太福音，我们看一下。在马太福音第四章的地方
Chapter 10 in Matthew
看一下哦。那我们知道第四章是一个很重要的地方，因为耶稣那时候设立了40天的禁食的祷告条件。
Chapter 10 is a very important chapter because that day the Lord God established a fast 40 days.
耶稣就出来传道了，有没有？第十七节，从那个时候耶稣就传起道来，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Since then, Jesus came to his beginning his public ministry.
然后耶稣对不起。
Okay, go ahead.
所以耶稣在加利利海上行走的时候，看见弟兄二人，就是称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是什么呢？打鱼的。
Jesus saw Peter and the other disciple when they were fishing.
那这是第一个故事，当他们遇到耶稣的一个故事。
This is the one of the stories in the beginning.
然后这个故事非常有名，为什么？因为这不止在马太福音也是这样记载，马可福音也是这样记载，很多地方都是这样记载。所以耶稣对他们说什么？来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
This passage is very important because not only in Matthew, also in John and Luke, and Jesus said, "You follow me."
那奇迹式的地方在哪里呢？他们就立刻舍了网。
And what we saw was miraculous is that they immediately forsake.
然后就跟从了耶稣。
And forsake their career and follow Jesus.
然后从那边继续往前面走，又看见兄弟二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰，同他父亲西比泰在船上捕网。对不起，耶稣就招呼他们来。
And moving forward, Jesus saw the other disciple, James. Which verse is that?
21节。 Okay. 我就往下走, 21节,
and the other brothers,
James and John.
James and John.
然后他们跟他的父亲希比泰 在那边捕网。
And their father, they were all fishing there.
Okay. 那因为这样的缘故, 他们被呼召的时候, 他们也很奇迹性的, 22节, 他们就立刻舍了船。 别的父亲跟从了耶稣。
And this, these two brothers also immediately gave up their fishing boat and followed Jesus.
各位在这短短的这个故事里面, 在马太福音第四章的地方, 第四章21、22节这地方, 其实神这边, 其实很多时候因为圣经非常的浓缩性, 所以我们看到这些故事的时候, 我们就觉得, 哇, 好神奇啊。
Because scripture somehow is more condensed, so when we read the stories turned out, and we were so wondered.
那你在那边继续读的时候, 在马可福音一章的地方，我们看一下好不好？ 马可福音一章， 在马可福音一章， 因为这个 again， 它是非常非常有名的地方， 在这浓缩版里面， 马可福音一章里面讲到， 甚至耶稣40天的受的撒旦的试探， 在13节那边， 然后约翰下了监， 日期满了， 天国近了， 然后耶稣又出去呼召他的门徒。 我们看到16节， 也是一样的故事。
And in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 13, that we also see the recorded that Jesus finished his 40 days in the wilderness.
那在这过程当中， 耶稣他那边顺着加利利海边走， 看见西门， 西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网。
And in down to verse 16, and as he was going along by the Sea of Galilee,
耶稣对他们说也是一样， 来跟从， 我要叫你们得人如 得驴一样。
And the brother of Simon also, Jesus called them that follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And they immediately left the nets and followed him.
各位请问今天如果真的耶稣来了， 他跟你讲说， 我要你真的持续工作， 我要你离开哪里， 你会做吗？
And if we say that today Jesus coming to you and said, I want to give up, you give up your career and follow me, will you do it?
我看到一些人摇头。
And now some of people are already shaking your heads.
你肯开始Google他是谁？ 开始Google他的名字， 他的电话。 你肯开始去调查他这个人到底是谁？
You probably wonder what kind of person is it. You start to search from your Google to see who this person is calling you.
这些过程真的就是如此神奇一般吗？ 其实不是。
Do you think the calling of the disciple was that so miraculous?
彼得为什么会舍网？ 有一个原因。
The reason that Peter forsook the nets.
这些原因全部都是记载在圣经里面， 在路加福音， 我们翻到路加福音。
All the reasons are also recorded in the Bible. Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke.
在第五章那边。
In chapter 5.
这我以前跟你们分享过。
I've shared with you before.
但是这边我们可以看到更多有关为什么彼得他们舍网。
But from here, we can discover more reasons that why Peter forsook his nets and the fishing boat.
其实神的话， 神说神是信实的， 我们看起来非常简单，非常容易。
Because when we see that God is very faithful, it seems to be easy to read.
但是我要跟你讲，
but
信实是非常非常辛苦的一件事情。
But I want to tell you that to remain faithful is not easy.
因为信实就是爱。
Because faithfulness is manifestation of love.
各位，你知道爱有多困难吗？
Do you know how hard it really is to love?
有信心这个东西很简单。
It appears to be to have faith is a little bit
主人跟仆人之间， 这个信心这个东西， 只要有这个信心， 我相信我如果今天去工作的话， 你会给我我的工资。 这样子的信心， 各位都可以做到。
For one example, if you believe that if you go to work, then you will get your wage.
你若做老板的话， 你也要相信你的员工明天会出来。 今天是大年初一， 明天大家开始上班了吧。
If you are an employer, you will believe that your employees will come back to work tomorrow. That is some kind of a belief.
各位明天会上班吧？ 应该会吧，对吧？ 各位这个东西， 信仰， 信心这个东西， 非常容易。
To believe something is easier.
要有盼望， 也很容易。
To have a hope is easier.
为什么？
Why?
因为是一个未来的东西。
Because it's something in the future you're hoping for.
我盼望， 我盼望， 我盼望。
I hope for this, I hope for that.
因为还没实现， 所以我们 OK， 我相信，我试试看，我等待看看，因为什么都不用做。
Because you were just waiting, it's not being fulfilled yet, so you can continue to say, I hope something will happen.
但是爱不一样。
But love is different.
爱是现在。
Love is something that occurs right now.
爱是因为是夫妻之间的东西，是一起共同的生活。
It is this love is somewhat like existed between the husband and the wife because they are joining together.
你如果给的话，你现在就要割舍。
If you want to receive, then you need to give up first.
如果你不给的不割舍的话，你领受不到。
If you don't give, and then you will not receive.
钱你可以借。
You can borrow money.
车子你也可以租。
You can rent a car.
你也可以去 Airbnb 借个旅馆房子来住一下，都可以借。
You can also stay in a hotel.
但是世界上有什么东西借不来
？But there's one thing you cannot borrow.
爱借不来。
That is love.
你有就有。
Either you have it.
你没有就没有。
Or you don't have it.
但是真正的爱是从谁来的
？But where does this real love come from?
我们为什么可以爱？
Why can we love?
不是为我们先爱，而是因为谁？因为神先爱我们。
Because God loves us first, therefore we can love.
神为什么要先爱我们？因为他知道，如果我不爱你们，你们从没有办法从任何地方得到这个爱。
Why God loves us first? Because He knows if He doesn't love us, we will not be able to receive love.
爱不会与生俱有的。
Love does not come naturally.
爱是从你被生出来的那一刻当中，被呵护在父母亲的怀抱里，那一个时候开始的。
Love starts at the moment that your parents huddle you in their bosom.
每一个关怀，每一个 encouragement， 这些从每一个过程都是一个爱的根据。
Every love, every caring, every compassion starts from love.
如果这些东西试想看看，如果你没有爱的话，你会立刻死亡吗？
If you don't have love, you can survive.
我们看一下。耶稣跟彼得之间到底发生什么事情
Let us,
我们看说路加福音五章的地方这边说什么耶稣站在格林撒勒湖边众人在拥挤他要听神的道他看见有两只船弯在湖边打鱼的人却离开往西网去了第一节跟第二节
In chapter 6 in Luke
Chapter 5路加福音对、Chapter
5 verse 1 and 2 Now it came about that while the multitudes were pressing around him and listening to the word of God he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret and he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake but the fishermen had already gotten out of them and were washing their nets
那有一只船是谁的西门的。
And one of the two boats.
耶稣上去了，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸。
And Jesus got into that boat and told him to put out a little way from the land.
然后他就坐下来，从船上去教训众人。
And Jesus sat down and began to teach.
各位，这个东西非常神奇，为什么？因为在那个状况里面，在风浪在那边打的时候，在海边的这个地方，在湖边，我们也去过我们去过这个附近，我们看，其实在这样的自然状况里面，其实要听到耶稣讲的东西不容易。
We have also visited the surroundings of this lake, and it's not this thing had occurred here. Under the circumstance, it was very actually very miraculous.
我们就在这个地方，我们连麦克风若不用的话，其实如果这样讲的话，其实你。
If we stand here not using the microphone, you will not be able to hear what we say. And you can't hear me say you can't do that.
你可能会这样去问旁边的，你刚才听到吗？
You probably ask
那旁边路有车子这样撞，还是一些过去，甚至听不到耶稣讲话。
It's because the business around you, you cannot hear the word God is speaking.
但是当时是谁跟耶稣在船上？
Who was with Jesus in that boat?
只有彼得一个人。
Probably Peter by himself along with Jesus.
我们知道为什么是彼得在船上。
Why do we say that it was Peter in the boat?
因为圣经是这样讲的。
Because the Bible tells us.
第四节说耶稣讲完了对西门说把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。
Because verse 4 tells us, when he had finished speaking, Jesus said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let down your nets.
所以我们知道彼得在那边
So we know Peter was there.
我们知道彼得在聆听。
you know that we all know Peter.
但是彼得真的不容易，因为我们也知道以前也分享过，他说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力哦。”各位知道打鱼是在晚上打的吗？
Peter, it's not very easy to be a fisherman. Peter already said to Jesus once, "We have labored all night."
你有想过整夜如果劳累的话，打鱼的话，然后又打不到什么的时候，各位心情如何？
Can you imagine if you have labored all night for fishing, but you did not catch any fish?
精神状况如何？
How would your mental status be?
其实各位昨天有睡好吗？各位昨天有睡好吗？
Did you have a good night's sleep last night?
因为在倒数在做这些事情，但是你看哦，你至少有怎么有睡到吧？
Even though you probably was counting the minutes last night.
但是现在累不累？
But you probably had a little bit of sleep. But are you tired this morning?
是不是？你有想过如果在那边，然后坐在那边船那边摇着摇着，眼皮会越来越重，不会吗？
You just imagine if you didn't have any sleep and you were in the boat with when the boat start to.
各位想想看，如果你是彼得的话，你会真的借船吗？真的会借船吗
？Think about something else. If you were Peter, would you let the Lord use your boat?
而且我们不知道耶稣讲多久啊。
And we also were not told that how long Jesus spoke.
我们知道耶稣的门徒讲很久。
We know that his disciple always speak very long speeches.
保罗会讲到三更半夜，人家从上面睡着掉下来死掉，然后重新把他苏醒过来，把他救活过来，继续讲，讲到天亮，然后走，拜拜这样子。
Because we know Paul love to give long speeches. He will spoke all night long, and someone will even fall asleep and fall from upstairs.
各位，这个地方，这个时候，如果你是彼得，你借吗？你借船吗？
Let me ask you, if you were Peter, will you let the Lord use your boat?
然后耶稣这个时候说：“我们下网打鱼吧。”
And Jesus was then at the moment said that.
我也跟你们分享过，但是我今天再次重新的让你们回想一下，今天他们遇到的时候，耶稣走在格尼撒勒湖旁边的时候，他们在做什么？他们在洗网。
I have told you this before. When Jesus was walking by them, by the lake of Gennesaret, what were they doing? They were washing their nets.
各位，洗网不好玩。
Washing nets is not a very easy job.
网非常的沉重，也很大。
Because the nets are very, is very heavy.
两千年前，他们没有这样子的水的，这样子的自来水的这样子的系统，能够这样洒一洒，洗一洗，洗干净就结束了。
2,000 years ago, apparently didn't have what we have a hose. You can rinse the nets.
就连今天在洗碗的时候。今天我们在洗碗的时候，你有没有想过，如果我们吃大餐，吃感恩节大餐、圣诞大餐，然后洗完碗之后，然后有人又要用刚洗完的碗去吃另外一个东西的时候，你会怎么样？你会觉得说，我才刚刚洗完而已。
Just put yourself in his shoes. If you were washing dishes, all the dishes already after Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner, and someone else start using some dishes again, what would you feel?
这个时候，洗完碗的时候。耶稣甚至说什么？我们在下网打鱼吧。
After they already washed the nets, Jesus said, "Cast your nets again."
第一个，你整夜劳力，你打不到东西，你整个是累到不行。你听耶稣讲道理，真的讲到精疲力尽了。这个时候还要怎么样？还要下网。
Just imagine they already so exhausted by washing the nets and also listen to Jesus preaching for several hours.
而且当你在晚上打不到鱼的时候，你觉得早上打得到吗？
They couldn't catch any fish during the night. Can you believe that they can catch any fish in the morning?
而且对彼得来讲，一下网的意思是什么？我需要再次洗网。
And for Peter, if he cast the nets again, that means he needs to wash all over the nets again.
各位，你愿意吗
？If it was you, would you be willing?
你真的愿意吗
？Are you really willing?
我们说基督徒是什么？我们说真的门徒又是什么
？What differentiate between a true Christian, true Christian from a disciple?
我们喜欢做我们喜欢做的事情，那些辛苦的我们不做。
We always like to do what we like to do, but whatever is hard, we don't like to do.
做领导的，做指导者的。他们是要连不喜欢做的，他们都要做。
To be a leader, you need to do whatever you don't want to do.
但是什么促使他们去做他们不喜欢做的事情
？But there is one thing that will push you to motivate you to do.
各位，如果不是爱的话， 没有别的动力。
If it's not love, there will be no other things.
今天要建造的是什么？
What we're trying to build up, what we need to build up.
在神的爱里面，我们一定要建造。
It is to build up in His love.
你要成为什么样的门徒？你的选择。
What kind of a disciple you want to become?
水只能跟水相融。
Water can only be combined in the water.
火也只能跟火相融。
Fire can only be mixed in the another fire.
这是世界的道理。这个道理呢，不用你相信神，不相信神，这个就是世界的真理。
The truth of the word is the wisdom of the world.
水跟火你要放在一起会怎么样？
If you put water and fire together, what will happen?
会打架。
They will fight.
不是两败俱伤，就是你死我亡。
They either will both lose or one will overcome the other.
今天神他已经把他完全的敞开在你面前。
The Lord God has already opened Himself up to you.
今天各位真的想要到神面前吗？
Do you really want to come to His presence?
那我跟你讲，你不要以这信仰来到神面前。
Then I tell you that do not come.In your religion.
你也不要一直盼望来到神面前。
And do not come with some kind of hope.
我只期盼你们一直爱来到神面前。
And I just hope that you would come in love.
因为神不是用信仰，不是用信心来爱你，神不是用盼望来爱你，神只有用他的爱，也是只有爱来爱你。
Because God loves us not through religion, not through your false hope, but He loves you with His genuine love.
今天你用思考，你用思维，你用知识，你用世界上所有的智慧，你来想说神今天这个东西 does it make sense?
If you want to figure out God with your earthly wisdom or with a world system, you cannot figure out.
但是我跟你讲，只有唯有爱的时候，你才会疯狂。
But I can tell you, if you love, that will make you crazy about love.
人在肚子饿的时候会想要吃东西。
Because only when you are hungry.
人在累的时候会想要睡觉。
Only when you're hungry.
但是当你爱的时候，你吃不下也睡不着。
If you're hungry, you want food. If you're tired, you want to sleep.
你觉得是什么容许耶稣能够走上这个十字架？
But only when you have love, then you don't care about.
因为我有信心，他们有一天会相信你吗？
You don't care about whether you sleep.
因为盼望他们有一天会相信你吗？神是这样子缘故耶稣上十字架吗？
Does God? Because Jesus went on a cross because he's hoping that one day you will believe in him?
不是。全部都不是。
Not so.
全部都因为爱的缘故，耶稣上十字架。
He did everything because of his love. He loves you.
唯有爱让你疯狂。
Will only love one can make you different.
让你做做不到的事情。
Can empower you to do something.
神的国是摸不着，是看不到的，是只有在你们心里面的。
The kingdom of God you cannot see, you cannot touch. However, it lives in your heart.
你们要以什么来建造？
What will you use to build up?
只有爱而已。
That should be love.
只有当你做，但是再做还是得不到的时候，还是愿意说我在尝试。
Even you tried, you worked hard, you still did not get what you want, but you still continue because of love.
各位看一下镜子。
I want you to look at yourself in the mirror.
你真的觉得你很可爱吗？
Do you think you are so lovable?
你真的觉得你所有的一切，你自己知道你是谁？ You, 你真的觉得神能够这么容易的爱你吗？
You know who you are. Do you, can you be honest with yourself? God really can love you because you're lovable?
保罗会说，我是罪魁中的罪魁。
Paul said, I'm the sinner of the sinner.
我是最不应该被爱的人。
I am the worst to be loved.
但是神爱我。
But yet God loves me.
神的爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is everlasting.
有恩慈，有良善，有信实。
It's patient, it's kind, it's faithful.
这爱的诗篇我们耳熟能详。
Then we all know the truth about love.
我们想要爱的时候，你知道最辛苦的是什么？当我们想爱的时候，但是别人不可爱。
What is difficult for us is when we want to love somebody, but that person is not lovable.
但是神，因为我们不可爱的时候，神还爱我们。
But yet God loves her when we're not lovable.
神在我们做罪人的时候，还做罪人的时候，给了我们耶稣来赎我们的罪，来爱我们。
And he saved us when we were sinners.
他不是等我们成为义人的时候才爱我们。
He did not save us when we become righteous.
各位，今天我们做什么样的门徒？
Today, what kind of disciples
are we? 这个世界在等待什么样的你？
What the world is hoping for.
不要以这信心来到这个世界，不要以这盼望来建造这个世界。各位，我们以爱来建造神的国。
Do not come in the religion, the name of religion. Do not come in false hope, but come in love.
彼得因为听到耶稣这样讲，因为爱的缘故，他会说你是夫子，但是因为你讲的话，我愿意，我会下网。
Peter said, because of out of love, he said, Rabbi, because what you told me, I will cast the net.
就这句话，依从你的话，我下网。
Only one word he said, I will obey you and I will cast the net.
耶稣约翰福音十四章十五节说，你爱我吗？你真的爱我吗？如果你爱我的话，那就听我的话。
In chapter 14, the Gospel of John, Jesus asked, Do you love me? If you love me, you will listen to me.
那你就听我的话。各位，做父母亲的不是一样吗？
If you love me,
什么时候小孩子才是真的是说爱呢？
To parenting is the same.
也是一样嘛，分享过了，听话。今天神要的就是听话。
What is obedience? Obedience only occurs in this love relationship.
彼得说，主啊，我达不到什么。但依从你的话。
Peter said, I can, even though I cannot not catch anything, but because you said, I will do.
各位，神迹从什么开始？神迹从你当你说阿们的时候开始。
When does the miracle start? At the moment you said, Amen.
当这个世界 doesn't make sense, however way you look at it, it doesn't make sense, and you say, Amen. 这个时候神迹就开始。
就是当世界上所有的事情看起来都是没道理的，你仍然说是可以，对的， Amen.
你在跟谁说阿们？你在跟你自己说阿们？你在跟世界说阿们？你是这样子的人吗？是这样子基督徒吗？还是你说我跟我的主说阿们
？To whom do you say amen to? Do you say to the world system?
我们说心意更新了什么变化
？We say amen to the Lord. We need to have our minds
are
renewed.
需要说阿们。
We need to learn to say amen.
你相信吗？
Do you believe?
相信的话你说 Amen.
If you believe, you say Amen.
你真的相信吗？
Do you really believe, you say Amen.
为什么？因为当你嘴巴在动的时候，你想法就在动。当你想法在动的时候，你的行为就在动了。
Because when you say with your word, your heart changes.
你真的要改变吗？
You will move.
你真的要改变的话，你心意、心和意要先更新。
If you really want to be changed, and your mind and your thoughts,Need to be changed.
不要效法这个世上。
Do not follow the world.
各位，这些我们都知道。这个世上能够抓着你的身体，然后拖你到任何地方吗？不是的。这个世上所给你的就是什么？就是想法而已。
Can the world actually pulling you, but actually they affect your thoughts?
苹果公司他们不会 force 你去买他们的 iPhone 的，不会的。
The Apple company cannot force you to buy an iPhone.
但是他们会给你 advertisement.
But they
他会让你改变你的想法，连你不需要的东西你都觉得需要了。
They will try to lure you with their advertisement and make you to think, yeah, you do need.
各位，神迹从什么时候开始？信实从什么时候开始？当你说 Amen 的时候。
When does miracle start? When does the faithful start? Is the moment when you say Amen.
当神不愿意爱、不想爱的时候，神还说我愿意爱。
When、
这个时候就是心思。
God actually cannot. At the moment if God cannot love a sinner, is the moment when He loves you is because of His love.
已经四十年了。
It's been 40 years.
这间教会不再是一个孩童的教会了。
This church is not.
四十年了，应该是一个壮年的教会了。
This church should not.
这个时候不是再次来到主面前说父亲给我们祝福吧？不是了。
This church is no longer a baby.
当一个小孩子的时候，他们不是一个荣耀的小孩子。我们不会给小孩子这个字荣耀。
The church has grown to a adult.
真正的荣耀从什么？从壮年成熟开始。
And we should be able to glorify the Lord because we already in adulthood.
各位，我希望从今天开始，不要再以着我是神的儿女的这样子身份来到神面前来请求。
And I hope starting from today that you no longer.
我们提升我们的层次，在这四十年当中，我们已经学习，我们已经成熟。我们希望在未来的四十年，我们这神是我们的丈夫的这样子的心愿来到神面前。
And I hope when we pray to God, we no longer comes with a child, but we have matured. We can come to our husband to pray.
2000年前，彼得说阿门的时候，他们下网捕到鱼，多到网都裂了。
2,000 years ago, when Peter obeyed and cast their nets,
一只船装不下。
They caught so much.
门徒的船要来帮忙，安德烈他们的船要来帮忙，James 跟 John 他们的船要来帮忙，才可以装得下。
Because they are obedient, they were able to catch so much fish. They cannot even pull them up. They had asked the other boats to come and help.
各位，今天我们让神的这间船，这间教会。充满了人鱼吧。
Let us to have this church filled with the nets, and the in the nets are filled with people.
神很喜欢捕鱼。
God is,
神喜欢坐船。
God, Jesus loves fishing. He loves to be in a boat.
神四千年透过挪亚的时候，四千四百年在挪亚的时代也是建了船。
He had used Noah 4,400 years ago.
但是当时就八个人上船。
And he used that boat, but only 8 people saved in that boat.
各位记得耶稣说什么吗？
Do you remember what Jesus once said?
在马太福音24章里面，耶稣说：“你们岂不知道，当这个世界是非常败坏的时候，就像挪亚的时代一样，当主再来的日子怎么样，所有的洪水也会全部审判。”
Jesus has said in the book of Matthew that in the end day, this world will be like the days of Noah. All people will die except the 8 people.
我们上了神的船吗？
We are already in the boat.
我们上了福音的船了吗？
We are already in the boat of a gospel.
在今天这间教会，这间方舟里面，我们让所有的人都上来了吗？
This church is like a boat. Does everyone in this boat is saved?
不要打鱼。
Do not want, you want to catch people.
要建造神的国，如果没有生命，建造不起来。
If you want to build a kingdom of a God, if you don't have that love,
神最要的是什么？
What good does God want?
神什么没有？千千万万的万有和他没有吗？他没有这些牲畜吗？他都有。
What does God want of you? Does he need anything?
但是神要什么？
What does a God of you want?
我们看最后一节经文，然后今天结束今天的分享。在约彼得后书三
章 Second Peter, chapter 3.
在新约彼得后书，神只有要一个东西。
There's in Second Peter, it tells a God only requires us.
第八节到第九节说：“亲爱的弟兄啊。”有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Chapter 3 verse 8 and 9 But do not let this one fact escape you notice, beloved, and with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
神要的就一样事情。
There's only one thing God is requiring of us.
人人悔改。
That is the repentance.
神说庄稼熟了。
God said that the harvest is ready.
但是做工的人少。
But the workers are few.
各位，今天只有牧者在传道吗？
Is only the pastor preaching the gospel?
今天只有同工在传道吗？
Is only the co-workers preach the gospel?
今天真基督徒会帮神去打造生命，把生命抢救回来。
A true Christian will go out and to snatch and help those.To give them life.
真正的神迹是什么？
What is their true miracle?
神说，这耶稣说，你们这个淫荡的时代要看神迹，没有一个东西会给你们看。
Jesus said that you want to see a miracle.
但只有什么样的神迹？
But only,
约拿的神迹。
But there's one miracle already happened. That's the miracle of Noah.
Jonah. 为什么是这样的一个约拿的神迹呢？
But why is the miracle of Jonah?
因为约拿让尼尼微城从最大的到最小的全部都悔改了。
Jonah was able to preach the message of repentance and the whole city was saved.
耶稣来只做一件事情。
Jesus came for one thing.
耶稣在十字架上最后的一句话也只有一件事情。
The last word that Jesus uttered on the cross was
成了。
It is finished.
什么样的东西成了呢？
What finished?
打造上天国的道路完成了。
The way to the heaven is finished.
虽然是窄的。
Even though this way is narrow.
虽然找到的人很少。
Even though few people find this way,
但是成了。
But it's finished.
今天任何人只要愿意相信我的名字，只要跟随我，以着我的方式来生活，就像基督一样，他可以成为神的儿女。
Whoever wants to follow me and to live a life like Jesus will be able to find that way.
今天只要你走在这个窄小的道路上面，只要你走到底，你会到天国的。
If you walk through to the end of a narrow path, you will end in heaven.
耶稣以着爱打造了到新约的天国的道路了。
Because of love, Jesus has given us this way to heaven.
当主再回来的时候，他会打造带我们去哪里？他说：“我去是为你们什么预备？”
When Jesus comes again, he said, "I will come to you. I'm going to make a way for you."
回来的时候，他会带我们到神的黄金城。
He's gone to prepare a place for me. He will bring us to that golden city.
各位还记得上一次是谁把黄金这个东西套在你的颈上，套在你的手上吗？
Do you remember who was the last person that giving your golden necklace or bracelet?
是在你结婚的时候。
It was probably at the time of your wedding.
当父母亲给你首饰的时候
when your parents
把你送出去的时候
some jewelry, when they send you off
是银色的吗
marriage
不是是金色的
it was golden
神在天上打造什么都是金的
God has built a new city it's all gold
什么都是宝石钻戒的
it is filled with the precious stones and diamonds
各位想去吗
do you want to be there?
我们跟着主一起来打造这样子的地上天国
let us
然后去这样子一个地方
let us follow Jesus to do build up on this earth
要爱到什么程度
to love,
一天好像等一千年
to love as one day but like thousand years
这个爱各位去思考一下吧上次你在爱等待的过程当中你能够等待多久
Think about when the last time you thought about this concept of love. How long did you wait?
一日要像一千年，真的。
Did you wait a thousand years or like one day or one day like thousand years?
有些人等待他的孙子出生，等了四十周。
Some people waiting for their grandchildren to be born waited for 40 weeks.
在十几天之后，就算才要等十多天，但是都等不及了。
They can't wait for the baby to be born.
有些人等待他一辈子当中希望达成的梦想，等了四十年。
Some people will wait all their life in order to reach their dream.
各位，其实梦想有时候并不是等待多久，而是当梦想在前面要实现的时候，你既然做不到，这个才是最大的遗憾。
It does not matter how long you wait for the dream is when the dream finally comes upon you, but not you cannot reach.
我们常常在年末的时候分享遗憾这个字眼。
We like to share this word regrets during the end of the year.
因为我们回顾的时候，我们觉得啊，我没有做到这个，没有做到这个，没有做到这个。
When we think back, we always say, "We didn't do this. We forgot that."
2018年的时候，我先跟大家分享，我们不要遗憾。
And for 2018, I want to begin with you to remind you that we do not live a life full of regrets.
我们学习神的信实，从初到终，我们以着爱来建造这个教会。
Let us learn from the Lord that from the beginning to end, learn to be faithful.
信实来建造我们成为真的基督徒。
To love and to be faithful to build up the life.
我们让这个 community, 我们让这个世界 成为一个有爱有心思的世界。
Let us make this community and the world to be a loving and a faithful place.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
我们满心感谢。
Our hearts filled with gratefulness.
你是信实的神。
Because you are a great, a faithful God.
但是我们从来没有去问你说为什么你信实。
However, we have never asked why you are so faithful.
牧师常常在新人面前说，你会为你的另外一半信实的爱他，信实的能够呵护他到死，把你们终结为止吗？
The pastor usually asks the newlywed, "Oh, will you be faithful and forever love until the end?"
神，今天你来到我们当中，你差派你的救主耶稣，你差派你的儿子。你来到我们当中，你让他成为我们之间跟你之间的桥梁。
God, you have given us your only begotten Son, and He has now, He is now the way and the bridge between you and us.
2000年前他所问彼得的问题，今天他在问我们。
And the question He asked Peter 2,000 years ago, He's asking us now.
你爱我吗
？Do you love me？
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你真的爱我吗？
Do you indeed truly love me?
神，你知道我们爱你。
Lord, you know that we love you.
我们今天再次在新年的第一天，我们说主，我们爱你。
We want to say that to you in the beginning of the year that Lord, we love you.
感谢你，因为在过往的40年当中，你信实的。从来没有间断过的爱着这间教会。
We want to thank you because for the past 40 years you have never stopped loving, stopped being faithful to us.
在任何世界，我们都没有办法找到确信的这样的信实，但是我们可以在爱里面，在主里面找到这样子的信实。
We cannot find this kind of faithfulness any place else in the world, but we can find it in you.
也因为这样子缘故，你让我们清清楚楚看见，唯有爱，没有别的了。
And because of you, we know that without love, there is only love.
今天你跟我们讲水和水相融，火和火相融。
You've taught us that the water can mix with water, fire with fire.
如果神你是爱，我们唯一能够跟你连接的。就是爱。
And since you are love, we can only unite with you through love.
如果耶稣是真葡萄树
，If Jesus is the true vine,
我们不能做苹果树
，And we can never be an apple.
我们只能够像葡萄树一般，葡萄的枝子一般，才可以被连接。
We can only become a branches of a grape, so we can abide with you.
耶稣的一句话，你们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你们的神。
Jesus told us to love the Lord with our heart, our mind, and strength.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
你们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱你的兄弟姐妹，就像你们自己一样。
You also taught us to love our brothers as ourselves, to love them with our heart.
因为75亿人口在这个世界上，所有的生命都是因为爱而产生的结晶。
All these billions and billions a year, people on this earth, because of love, these people are united.
如果我们要建立教会，如果我们要建立这个国度，我们唯有以这爱来建立。
If we want to build up this church, if you want to build up the kingdom on earth,
so today, Lord, 我奉主的名祝福每一个在座的弟兄姐妹，不管在场不在场，我求神把神的爱、阿拉法的爱、俄梅伽的爱、信实的爱、昔在、今在、永在、爱他们的爱，完全的浇灌在他们身上。
In the name of God, I ask that you will receive the love from the Alpha or the Omega, from the beginning, from the end, God.
在这个圣灵果实在产生的过程当中，让他们第一个果子以爱来结果吧。
And the first fruit of the spiritual fruit will be the love.
让他们开始以爱，结束以爱。我期盼让这个教会能够彰显出来的唯有爱。
Let them begin with love, end with love. Let the church to manifest your love.
我求圣三位在真的今天当中得到我们爱你的荣耀。
We pray that we all of us have received the glory of your love.
为我们谢谢全部的一切，我们奉主基督耶稣名来求。
We want to thank everything you have given us. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢各位，今天不好意思耽延了各位更多时间，但是满心感谢今天有这样的机会能够来这边跟大家分享。饿了吧？
Thank you very much.
我们一起来吃饭吧。